The new building is named for the nearby Alan Bradley Clock Tower. When I visited Clock Shadow a couple of months ago, tenants were moving in and the rooftop was evolving.
This is Stephanie's floor.
That's Julie Kaufman, the visionary behind every inch of this place. But you'll hear from her later. She's referring to Stephanie Calloway, who tends the green space atop the building.
It's about 700 square feet of beds that are built into the rooftop here. So we'll be doing organic vegetable, herb, and some fruit production.
Calloway works for one of the building's tenants, an agency called CORE El Centro. It provides alternative therapies for survivors of sexual assault and trauma.
CORE's primary clientele are mainly Latino immigrants. And so for a lot of people, you know, they grew up in Central South America where fresh food is abundant. And then they come to the United States and, you know, the carrots don't have flavor, the tomatoes are juiceless, and it's really hard for them to maintain their eating habits.
While Calloway dreams of healthy bunches of basil and luscious tomatoes, one-third of the rooftop is set aside for human growth.
For composting workshops, the actual, like, processing and cleaning of the harvest, and also nutrition classes, cooking classes, hopefully. But we also are going to use this space for yoga and different dance classes.
Calloway lifts a piece of heavy fabric to reveal what happens under the surface.
There's specific drainage spots in the roof where it's kind of sloped down to bring the water.
Water the plants can't absorb into pipes. Developer Julie Kaufman jumps in.
The stuff we don't capture travels underneath the building and is held in a cistern. And then that water is then combined with gray water from the inside of the building and used to flush toilets.
The water repurposing system is Milwaukee's first in a commercial building. While impressive, it's only one of Clock Shadow's green attributes. They also include a sophisticated geothermal heating and cooling system and an elevator powered by the friction its braking process creates. Kaufman says 50% of the building, from its Cream City brick facade to windows, is recycled.
That's really hard to do in a way that ends up being beautiful and not looking like a rummage sale junkyard, and hopefully you get a sense that it worked.
Kaufman is nothing if not a risk taker. The airy staircase connecting all four floors of Clock Shadow is made of locally harvested wood.
These are ash floorboards, and they come from ash trees around Greater Milwaukee that were afflicted with emerald ash borer disease. And so they were going to be felled anyway.
Kaufman has also sought to enrich the neighborhood and showcase its assets. She points to the richly colored fabric threading the center of the staircase.
A critical piece of this project was working to embrace art, beauty, and culture. So there was a neighbor who was an artist. What she said was, we should tell the story of all the environmental features. Yes, there's geothermal heating and cooling, and there's some real technical explanation for what that means, but don't do it all technical. And so what this does visually is tell the story of the earth and all of its bounty and how it works and how we're all a piece of it.
Kaufman has dedicated much of Clock Shadow's footprint to groups benefiting the neighborhood. The tenants are a mix of nonprofit agencies that provide services and for-profit entrepreneurs. Clock Shadow Creamery shares the ground floor. Owner Bob Wills is experienced at separating the curds from the whey. He runs an award-winning cheese operation 2 hours west. This is his first satellite operation, and he admits it's a bit risky.
As far as I know, the third or fourth urban cheese factory in the country. And the other ones are really in touristy and upscale neighborhoods, but we're in a part of town that needed us. So we're kind of pioneering.
Clock Shadow Creamery employs 6 people. 2 are young cheesemakers Wills has taken under his wing. He scopes the neighborhood for more fledgling artisans, but first has to make sure he cultivates a market for the 1,000 pounds of cheese the creamery can produce every day.
There's a bicycle delivery service that we've talked with, and so they'll be able to take the cheese around to the local restaurants.
Wills has the fledgling rooftop garden in the back of his mind. When it moves beyond the experimental stage, he wants to incorporate some of its harvest into his cheeses. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.